Welcome back. Well, increased gold production along with a reduction in cash operating costs have boosted DRD Gold's annual results. The gold tailings retreatment specialist reported a 6% increase in revenue, while operating profits surged 38% and headline earnings per share climbed to 1.7 cents. Now, the group generated free cash flow of 93 million rand, and although its long-term strategy is to remain unhedged and keep borrowings to a minimum, the company has secured a 300 million rand revolving credit facility to begin the first phase of Far West gold recoveries. And to mitigate against liquidity risk, 32% of next year's output will be hedged. The company's CEO, Neil Pretorius, joins us on the line now to drill into the finer detail behind the numbers. Thanks so much, Neil, for joining us this evening. So this performance, notwithstanding a 3% decline in the average rand gold price received, a post-tax profit has halved though. It's fell back to 6.5 million rand from 13.7 million rand on higher tax payments. Are you happy with the results you've put on the table today?
Yes, we are very pleased with the results, Alicia. It was really the culmination of a lot of effort that went into the 2017 financial year in repositioning the company, shrinking our footprint from the West Rand and consolidating it towards the Central and East Rand, and also putting in measures towards water savings and integrated water water reticulation circuit, our information management system at Ergo itself that enables us to stay ahead of the plant and to track important dynamics within the plant itself, and also three additional reclamation sites that are assisting us in maintaining volume throughput consistently. So we are pleased because we got the results that we were hoping to achieve following 2017.
So with that traction being made, I mean, you've seen 38% rise in operating profit, and that's come through on the back of a 10% increase in production and cash costs down 6%, where you've been on this drive to keep the cost line below the revenue line. How likely is this to persist in the current economic environment, given the increasing cost pressures you face?
I think the reason why costs came down is because it has been a substantially better year production-wise. And what we can hope for this year going forward is that the cost line will remain relatively flat, that production will remain relatively flat. But on the back of a higher gold price, that we might see an increase in margin if the current high levels in gold price were to persist. And it might be as a consequence of an unhealthy scenario, economic scenario, the fact that the rand is weakened. Mm-hmm. But it has certainly opened up margin quite considerably for us.
This all as you pursue new opportunity. Of course, post-year end, the biggest development for DRD is the conclusion of your deal with Sibanye-Stillwater to acquire the gold and platinum group metals tailings west of Johannesburg. It immediately boosts your reserves by 82%. But what's actually happening with the development of those mines, Neil? Because your approach is different to that of Sibanye's, a whole lot more conservative, right?
Well, I think Sibanye's got a different type of asset. It's a much larger ore body, and I think their capital investment profiles look different compared to ours. We take the stuff that other people have thrown away, and we need to put up infrastructure in such a way that we can sustainably mine those resources. And the benefit for us, I think, in the Sibanye transaction is that we've now managed to take our reserves to 6 million ounces. Without having to double our tons. So it gives you an indication of the quality of the reserve that we acquired. And further upside is the fact that we managed to also acquire existing plant infrastructure and a deposition facility. So we can get into cash flows very, very quickly. A very important consideration, very important strategic filter for us is that we don't dilute cash earnings per share in the long term. And then we think that this asset will deliver that for us. In fact, that it will add to cash earnings per share.
So when it comes to delivery of that performance, I mean, when does this project start paying off for you?
We're hoping to be in production in the first few months of 2019 and to hit full production by roughly March of 2019.
Okay, you've highlighted, Neil, the benefits and, what's to be derived. But along with that, in your announcement today, you've highlighted that the transaction unveiled, that was unveiled, introduced more risk to the business. So let's go through that and the potential risk that it brings into the equation.
Well, in the near term, it's a liquidity risk issue. We're borrowing all the money that we require. Or we've rather secured a facility, a finance facility of 300 million to make sure that we can develop the asset, that we could put in the necessary infrastructure. One of the features, one of the characteristics of our business is the fact that we can, that it's modular. We have switch on, switch off technology, so we can defer costs and defer expenditure, capital expenditure and so forth within reason. However, when you take exposure to loans, then clearly you've got to pay your interest when it's due. And in order to just give us a bit of downside protection, of gold price downside protection, we decided to put a collar in place. It runs over a term of 9 months. It's roughly one-third of the next year's production coming out of Ergo. And our reasoning was that if we were to break even on current costs, so let's say the gold price were to go all the way down to just north of 500,000, can we commit an adequate number of ounces to at least give us full cover for the interest payments that might be due over the next year? Mm-hmm. And that was the basis of our thinking. So 565 is our put, and it will be 50,000 ounces that we can put at that number if the gold price were to drop below 565. And that gives us a sense of assurance, of security, insofar as just covering interest and cover ratios and so forth are concerned going into December. Come May next year, though, we'll be out of this. We'll take full exposure to the gold price again, which I think is a happier place for us. We prefer that.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Neil. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That was, of course, Neil Pretorius, CEO of DRD Gold.